so excited. It's Monday. How was your weekend?
I'm a trailer.
And I just wish there was more of it.
Wish it'd be it. Go again.
I'm good, too. I just wish there'd been more of it.
Yeah, I reponded some big house plants. And they had to go in bigger pots because they were already getting bonsaied. And then they cut the grass, went to Sam's, went to Costco, and adjusted the trailer brakes.
It was a pretty busy weekend.
Body was a little bit sore. Thanks for reminding me I'm not as young as I think I am.
Okay, Mobile.
Happy Monday, KN4 TFW.
KO4 CN.
Morning, Andrew. How are you guys this morning? How was your weekend?
Here, just going back to work for a rest.
As well, I am not going back to work for a rest. I can use some more time off.
We're here almost in September, and I've used like maybe a week of my vacation, so I've got 4 more weeks I got to burn before the end of the year. I'm thinking about just taking the month of December off.
Plan.
A good weekend. We worked at the wine shop on Saturday, and then yesterday we took the kids to Belmont for brunch, and then came back and I cut grass and did some other stuff around the house, played with radios a bit, and headed back to work for definitely not a rest right now.
Planted some plants. House plants I've had a long time, and then cut the grass, made a Costco trip and a Sam's trip, adjusted the trailer brakes.
In my camper over the weekend, it's over on one of the slide outs. I pulled the seat off the dinette bench because that's a little storage where I store all my ham radio stuff, and it smelled funky, and the carpet was wet. I'm like, oh, great. So I put a fan in there and dried it out. Then it rained yesterday, and it got wet again. So I'm like, yep, definitely a leak. So I pulled the slide in, and then I got to get it out this weekend and see if I can figure out where the leak is and seal it up.
On in, say, go out over your slide. Put it on so that at least it'd be covered a little bit.
On the campsite, but I don't have an awning on the slide outside, and might be a good thing to think about, but I'm sure there's just a spot where the dicor is split or something, so I just gotta find where it is.
It's on my slide out either, but tell you what, you gotta get on it quick, because it'll mess the camper up.
It's hard to see it quick.
Be obvious where it is, and if not, I'll just I'll do the whole seam at the edge of the because there's a seam at the edge of the roof of the slide out where it meets the little fascia board, so that's probably where it is. There are tons of screws along that where they screw it in, and they put dicor on all the screws and stuff, so I'm sure there's just a place where the dicor needs to be touched up, and it's a 5-minute fix. I just gotta find that location.
And I hope you find it quickly.
I had to replace a good part of the roof because the skylight that came on it was cracked and leaking water into the roof, so I had to peel back a lot of the rubber to let the OSB dry out, and then put a new piece of ECDM over it and stuff. So I've gotten pretty good at patching that stuff. Put a new skylight in, redo all the rubber roofing and stuff and all that. So hopefully it'll be simple.
Patrick this morning?
Four HGX, I'm here.
In 4 GFW.
Good morning, Eric. Morning, Ken. I've been here. I've just been fighting this truck this morning. No power in the back, so nothing in the back works. And the def light is on. For some reason, the tank's reading empty. When I know it's not, so now I gotta figure out that today.
No fun at all.
Yeah, I'm fun.
Yeah, not a good start to the week.
So, get this stuff figured out, and there goes another day, it looks like, if not more.
Paying for a bunch of stuff?
Last week for electrical problems on the truck. now it's electrical problems in the back and the depth. So, first thing we'll do is go over everything that was done to it and make sure nothing happened there. But, I mean, they're nowhere close to the depth tank, so I can't see them doing something.
It's no fun, especially when it comes into the emissions part. You know, I've heard horror stories about diesel emissions.
I have fixed horror stories with emissions, so I know it could be bad or it could be real simple.
A low coolant flow message on mine last time I was pulling the camper, and you know, if you're a Nissan. Low coolant flow means that you have a bad EGR. I don't know why that is, but the EGR leaks and it throws a low coolant flow, and nobody knows why that is, but yeah, I'm worried that I've got another EGR I've got to replace.
Fun. I have never worked on one of those, so I know the processes and understand how it works, but I've never actually tried to put one on, so I don't know what to tell you on that one.
Back in a minute,
KN4 TFW. Hard to replace the EGR. The problem is it's a year and a half lead time to get the part because Nissan doesn't support this vehicle anymore, and you have to special order any part for it, and they just take their time.
The wife's vehicle's down too because I can't get the parts to fix it, so I don't know. Can't find anything worth having on the lot, so I don't know what we're going to do about hers either.
Small leak in the front shaft seal on the transmission in mine. Very, very small leak. And I called Nissan to try to get a new front shaft transmission seal so my mechanic could put it in. And they're like, no, the transmission's not serviceable. The only thing that you can do to fix the transmission is replace it, and it's $12,000 just for the part.
Rondell, my transmission guy, about working on that one, he said, nope, I can't get parts for it. So he said, I don't know what it is about that transmission, but you cannot get parts for it. Poor truck.
Yeah, 61 or something like that. I forget what the model number is. But, yeah, it's an Ace and Warner, but you just cannot get parts for it, period. You have to get the whole transmission.
That's how they're going to put us into driving all-electric vehicles, is you ain't going to be able to get parts. Because the wife's 2010, I can't even get a steering column for it. Because the electronic power steering ECU went out.
There's some worries, yo. You get more and more complicated.
All because of these creature comforts everybody wants. Because they're too lazy to do the job going down the road themselves.
The right to repair laws, because that's the reason you can't get parts, is because they want you to have to go to the dealer and buy a whole new transmission.
The company that builds the steering column went out of business, and they don't care if it finds somebody to fix it or not, because it's past the 10-year planned obsolescence. Internal fault in the ECU, and I can't find any way or any information on how to repair it. All Ford says is replace it. It's a $1,500 steering column when you could get one. And you might be able to find one in a junkyard, but who knows if it's going to have the same problem or not. Escape.
Ford stopped making the Escape?
As far as I know, they haven't. They've changed the body style several times, but unless they've stopped it in 2024, I haven't looked. So it's possible.
Making them, because that's kind of their small-end SUV.
One time I had a rental car about 15 years ago when I went to Colorado, and I hated it.
Well, about 05, they were good vehicles. Yeah, they were noisy and, you know, didn't have all the creature comforts in them, but they were better vehicles. They lasted. These new ones just don't last.
A Ford Fusion back in 2012, and the transmission failed with 300 miles on it.
Had that 6F35 in it, which had problems right around that area with breaking the center support wave springs, and it would take default to second gear.
That's what it had, a 6F35. I hadn't heard about that issue, though. What about second gear?
Spring on 2-4 shift that breaks. It's on the center support for the tranny, and they would break, and transmission would default to second gear. You didn't have anything but second gear in reverse.
The problem mine has, what would happen with ours is it would go to shift in the second, so it would try several times to go into gear over the course of a few seconds, then finally slam into second gear. And it would do that into second, into third, and then it would skip fourth and fifth altogether and go right to sixth.
F-35, the 6F55, are Ford and GM Venture built transmissions. They both use the same transmission in their cars. So that's why I laugh when everybody says, oh, it's GM, it's better. And I'm like, or Ford, it's better. It is the same garbage.
And off my exits, I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be good and be safe. Patrick, I hope you get everything squared away. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's fine.
Have a great day, KO4 HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that Monday. KN4 TFW.
Every day, be safe. This is WTUJKT.
I'm at KO4 MUF.
KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Jody. Happy Monday. KN4 TFW.
Morning, Jody. Happy Monday. WTUJKT.
Whole group,
KO4 MUF. About 58,000 miles on this EV now, and I'm very happy with it. I haven't had to fix anything or do anything to it except put tires and windshield wipers on it. So, oh, and I replaced the cabin filter. So, I call that a pretty good maintenance record for a 60,000 mile car.
They build good ones, both of them do. It's just, they build a lot of junk, too.
Hot garbage. I couldn't wait to get rid of it. They put a new transmission in it, and then that lasted to about 30-something thousand miles, and it started acting up again, so I traded it in.
Truck all straightened out.
Well, we got the problem that it was in for fixed, and now we have more. Rolling down the hill we go.
Yeah, sir, I understand that. Man, that stinks, too. I hate to hear that.
This is what everybody gets mad about when they take their car in the shop. The problems I'm having now had nothing to do with where we were working, but most people would be mad about it because it's still broke. It's not the same concern. It's just coincidence that it happens.
Totally understand that. It's just the way it does. Very aggravating.
Your weekend. Let's move on to a different subject.
Very enjoyable weekend. Me and the wife had just a lot of fun not doing a whole lot of anything. Just messing around and just enjoying.
Again, glad to hear somebody had one anyway.
And yours? How about the groups? How about y'all's weekends?
Bad, other than stressing over this stuff. And the wife's car still broke down, so trying to find what I need to fix it or find something else. But not having much luck at either one yet.
Here. And we spent Saturday working at the wine shop and then took kids to brunch in Belmont yesterday. And got some grass cut, did some other things around the house, and trying to find a leak in my camper, and just, you know, usual stuff.
Yep, just the things that you'd like to mess with.
Going to Shelby this year.
Good work. Otherwise, I'll probably be up there if nothing happens.
The guy who runs the camping was supposed to get me a spot, and I think he forgot. So I don't know if I'll bring my camper over there, but I'm going to try to go at least on maybe Friday before it gets too busy. Of course, I live like a mile away from where it's going to be, so it's easy. Labor Day weekend.
Expect to find. phone call or a text message from Ed. He said he was going to get on to you for not going. This will come down again over here in Brea, down to 309 now.
It ain't pretty this morning.
Nice and full and starting to turn yellow since she's getting low.
This morning, we're supposed to have a blood moon or something like that this week, one morning.
Gorgeous, man. I enjoy looking at that like that. Bugs out the crazies.
Stay out anymore.
Can't hide anything anymore. Any of that bad weather up your way this weekend?
The rain this weekend, maybe RS gotcha.
You got any of that rain up there this weekend?
Scattered showers around the area, which is typical for this time of year, afternoon showers.
Downpour in Shelby for about an hour on Saturday. It was pretty wild.
A couple of DOT trucks on the side, on the left-hand side right there past 26.
Got exit 54 already, but thanks.
Start today.
Yeah, 10-15 minutes early this morning. Alarm and I was hungry, so I went ahead and got up and hit the road.
Project you got going on this week at work?
I'm not sure what we're going to get it started with this week. I know they keep talking about a couple big pipe jobs, 60s and 72-inch pipes, but I'm not totally sure when we're going to start that.
Maybe you find something fun to do this week at work anyway.
That's what I'm hoping for. I had fun last week, man. I built me some roads and graded them out, you know. Got them ready for this celebration of Anderson coming up, so boss seemed to be happy, so it's all good. Found a golf yesterday afternoon after church. That was fun. Golf course right there in town, right here by the house. Pickens County course.
See there.
But it's, you know, a good little, fun little course. The top dress, so they're real slow, so where you think you're going to overhit it, you underhit it.
There's a little par three. Up by the house, Sherwood Forest. It's pretty fun little golf course to play.
Par three onto this one too, little par three course. This course ain't but nine holes, you know. You can play 18, you just gotta do it twice.
18 holes, but like I said, all of them are par three. So it's a good up and down course.
That's your short game.
I'd have to practice all of my game.
Yeah, no, it's fun. We enjoy it. The wife and I go out there and hit the ball. So, you know, if we lose some, we do. If we don't, we don't all mad and upset about anything. We just play.
That's what it's supposed to be. Just as a leisurely walk or sport there so you can relax. It's not supposed to be a hardcore competition, I don't believe, but some people make it that way.
I used to play with all the time down south, man. If you knew about it, but it was just, you know, but it was all in fun. And we wasn't against each other. Hell, we just played with each other. You beat yourself is what you did.
Same here. But I, like I said, I hadn't been to play in, I don't know, probably close to 10 years now. So I don't know if I can remember how to swing a golf club.
There by your property up there in Bavard, he's one of my golf partners. So when he comes down or when he comes up, we always got to go meet somewhere and play a couple games.
You go up to toward Bavard area, look up the Sherwood Forest Golf Course. It's not far from my house. You'll enjoy it.
Definitely look that up. That'd be fun.
Play golf, or have you ever played? He's got somewhere where he can't get to the repeater. Ken, you still here?
Yep, still here for a little bit longer.
Can't hear it, but I'm down here at Augusta Road. I think there's like a little bit of a shadow here, so it'll come back in a little bit. Courtney played on her company, like they had a a golf outing, so she learned enough to play for that one thing. But yeah, that's about all of it that I can say I have any exposure to.
At times, it's not something that I enjoy doing, and then I give my clubs away.
There's a big golf course up by our plant. I don't know if it's open to the public, but I was wondering if you ever played there.
I got one up there. Main one I play is the, well, I guess it's called the Rock, over there at Highway 178 and 11.
I've made it to my first stop, so I'm going to get out of here, and there's some idiot driving with no lights on out here on 153. So y'all be careful, have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon if this truck's still running. KO4HK, clear.
73, Patrick. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Okay, hope you get these things worked out. This is W2JKT73.
Good day. Hopefully everything works out well for you. 73 is from KM4MUF.
Just a while ago, and it took 10.2 gallons. I ain't never put 10 gallons in this thing. It's always been 8 gallons or something.
Gallons in mine either.
I hear you.
This one, just because the wife will run it down until the light comes on.
If the pump was off or something, because I, you know, it shortened you, because I had never put 10 gallons in this thing.
Your gas has that extra special calibration on the pump.
I pull into my parking spot, so I'm going to say 73 so I've got a chance, and y'all have a great day. Y'all have a blessed one. KF4MUF.
You have a awesome day, and I'm going to say 73 to both you guys, too. I'm getting ready to roll down to the gate. So you guys have a good, safe one, and I'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
All right, to both of you, and hope you guys have a great day. We'll catch you a little bit later on. This is W2JKT73.